So this patient's come back from Mexico and has had significant diarrhea over the past 4 hours. Could be cholera, could be traveler's diarrhea due to ETEC, heat label, or stable toxins. Most likely cholera because of the profuse nature. Either way, doesn't fucking matter because the question's asking about the acid-base disturbance, not the microbiology. We need to know for USMLE that the GI tract from the duodenum down has lots of bicarbonate. Obviously, the stomach is acid, but the pancreas will secrete lots of alkaline mucus. So, GI tract from the duodenum down, lots of bicarbonate. And patients who have diarrhea, they're losing bicarb per rectum. So, in this case, we'd expect a down arrow for bicarbonate, okay? It's like, ooh, wow, diarrhea causes metabolic acidosis because vomiting is metabolic alkalosis, right? But diarrhea, metabolic acidosis. So down arrow for bicarbonate in this setting. And because we have a metabolic acidosis, we'd want to blow off our CO2 to compensate because CO2 is acidic. So we'd expect a down arrow for pCO2. And then the better answer here is a down arrow for pH. So they're all down. Some students might say, but wait, I don't get it. Like, couldn't we have a normal pH? Because of the respiratory compensation? Yeah, absolutely, of course. But it's not one of the answers here. So if we're stuck choosing between a down or up arrow for pH, down is the better answer. And it should be noted because this contrasts with the last question where I talked about with vomiting how we have the metabolic alkalosis, not just because we're losing acid through the stomach, but also because we're going to get a kick in the renin-angiotensin system and upregulation of RAS due to volume contraction, and that will lead to distal renal secretion of protons, okay, further increasing the bicarb. So one can make an argument here and say, well, if we're going to be getting volume contraction from diarrhea and a metabolic acidosis, couldn't we have like distal renal secretion of protons that balances things out accordingly? Yes, that mechanism will be at play, but when we're talking about USMLE, the net result for diarrhea is still going to be decreased bicarb, okay? So don't overthink this. You just need to know that for diarrhea, decreased bicarbonate, metabolic acidosis, and for vomiting, it's going to be an up arrow for bicarbonate, metabolic alkalosis. Okay, that's it.